Well, it is Easter weekend, and some of you may make the movies a part of your weekend. And, of course, every Friday we talk to our movie guy, Paul Preston, at themovieguys.net. And neck, where's that? Themovieguys.net. And this weekend you may want to see a little action.
You will learn someday that being half human makes you stronger than a god.
Oh, it's Wrath of the Titans, the sequel to Clash of the Titans, which I hated, but maybe this is better. Paul Preston, what did you think?
Yeah, con, grapes, Titans, nothing really good ever comes of Wrath. And as far as March adventure movies go, really, this is just more garlic bread at the Olive Garden multiplex while you're waiting for the main dish, which is The Avengers. I can't wait to see that. But in the meantime, you have this. And this is meh. You know, it's one of those movies that somehow managed to make me feel nothing.
Well, there you go. You just are totally nonplussed by the experience.
Well, first, do no harm.
Yeah, well, I hated the first one, too, to be honest with you.
Oh, the first one was so bad. But I think part of the problem with the first one, and I don't want to play a little bit of this Marilyn Manson in the trailer for a minute.
I'm sweating like a human.
It's awesome.
Nothing says ancient Greece like Marilyn Manson.
Like Marilyn Manson. All right. You know, the first one, I probably, like you, saw the original 100 years ago when I was like 10, The Clash of the Titans with Harry Hamlin. I just adored it. So I was so excited to see Clash of the Titans, you know, 2010 or 2011, whatever it was. And it just, it made absolutely no sense.
Yeah, they have a more is more complex there, which is probably not the best outlook. You know, I'm thinking something like Avengers will have more heart and charm, but in the meantime, this is just a big special effects showcase. But that being said, it's an unbelievable special effects showcase. I mean, if you just want special effects, maybe this is your movie.
Well, you want to be dazzled, right?
Well, I can honestly say now, anything can be done in the movies. Thank you, computers. For better or for worse, anything can be done.
All right, we're almost out of time. We've got two more minutes, and speaking of dazzling, a movie that probably marked most of our early 20s is coming out in 3D. Remember this?
I'm the king of the world!
Oh, who doesn't remember being the king of the world? Titanic, 3D. What do you think?
I mean, James Cameron's Titanic used to be the number one grossing film of all time until it was passed by his own Avatar. So it's kind of like James Cameron's gotten so used to being the best at everything. Even here, he saw himself pass himself for biggest movie. He said, no way, me. I'm not letting you, me, pass me for number one movie of all time. You, meaning me. So, boom, re-release.
You know that line, King of the World. Didn't they steal that line, King of the World, from Muhammad Ali?
What's that?
Didn't they steal that line, I'm the king of the world, from Muhammad Ali?
Well, you know, maybe Cameron says to himself, hey, this took place in 1912, so it was way before Ali.
There you go. Hey, you know, so this will be a film, this film will be new to an entire generation of people. So let's talk about it as a film. You know, what are folks that haven't seen it before going to see? Is it going to be good?
Well, first of all, I don't know if there's anyone out there who really would find a spoiler alert in a movie like this, you know, with a 100-year-old disaster movie, you know, but maybe. But Bill Paxton still comes out in the first 15 minutes to tell you everything that's going to happen in the movie and how the ship sinks. So, but this is a great film, as much as we can goof on, as much as you might be tired of the Celine Dion song, you know, which will be out of elevators and supermarkets and back on the big screen. It's a fantastic work of just amazing technical skill, and you know, if the acting's here or there, overall, it's honestly, it's a masterpiece.
You know, it's funny because I was talking to Mike before the show. I was pulling this music, and I watched the trailer again. And I was one of those hipsters, if you remember, Paul. I'm kind of a hipster, too sophisticated, and I was like, ugh, Titanic. But then I remembered watching the trailer, how much I really loved it when I saw it, and that I had to sit in the theater for 20 minutes afterward. I was crying so hard. So, you know, I think I want to see it.
Yep, and Cameron is one of those guys who's ultimately theatrical. You know, Avatar, I've seen it here on pay cable, and it doesn't stay with me, but on the big screen it was great. And if you've never seen Titanic and it's on the big screen, you gotta go.
All right, Paul, thank you so much. That is our movie guy, Paul Preston, at themovieguys.net.